and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who need us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyards, when bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news. So
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller, and we will be with you for the next 2 hours live on this 16th day of August, 2005. Interesting stuff going on. Folks, have you noticed what's going on at the gas pump? I can remember back in the 70s with the phony oil embargo that the Arabs put on. People were just absolutely livid. Oh, of course, there was gas shortages. There's no real shortage of gas, unless you're short of cash, and then you get no gas. Well, people are taking... I don't know what's going on with people in this country anymore. I mean, gas is approaching $3 a gallon for regular. It's already hit over $3 for premium in Michigan. But people are sitting around yawning about this. Now, we've not seen the effect of these high prices on our economy yet. It's going to have, well, at this point in time, with our tenuous economy, of course, if you listen to any talking head, any Wall Street boy or anybody from our FedGov, oh, we're in a recovery. Oh, the economy's good. Yeah, sure. And I'm a Chinese jet pilot. Well, the chickens haven't come home to roost yet. Sun's going down, partner. And them chickens ain't set their little chicky butts back on the nest yet. But when they do, you're going to see an already weak economy grow even weaker. This is pretty tenuous stuff. And nobody seems to be taking any real note of it. All the grumbles are going on out there. People are pulling up the gas pump. Yeah, they thought they were going to buy groceries this week. No, they're going to fill up their tank, whatever the case may be. I'll cover that issue today. I've also got Ted Trakillis coming up for a few minutes on the broadcast. And then next hour, we're going to have live reports out of, that's right, that little hole in the wall up there in outside of Waco called Crawford, Texas. The one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas. Our commander-in-chief is out there as we speak, Mr. George Bush. And the issue is about, oh, that's right, Ms. Sheehan. Well, if you notice, the news media is what they've been doing to this woman for the last couple of days, Bill O'Reilly included. Boy, there's... Does he even claim to be any part of any political process? Or is he just one of these rag shows that, and that's where his journalistic style came from? And then they gave him a news show, so to speak. Actually, it's Bill O'Reilly Opinion Show, based in little of fact, but a lot of spin. We'll also get into what Mr. O'Reilly, Mr. O'Reilly opines. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. I have with me today, he'll spend a few minutes with us out of his busy day, Ted Trakilis from Aran Aqua Corporation. Hello, Ted.
Hey, John. Long time.
Yeah, it's been a little while. I've been kind of on hiatus.
I understand. I hear that you're getting on the mend here and that you're doing better.
Well, at least my brain hasn't leaked out of my head yet.
Well, we can't hope for the best, can we?
Well, you, before the program, you were talking about you used to ride motorcycles and you
absolutely.
Gave it up.
Biggest thrill of my life was riding a motorcycle until I had an accident where a woman turned in front of me, didn't even see me, and I went down and broke my collarbone, and I eventually had to have the collarbone removed because it never healed.
So you have no collarbone?
No, on my right side. It's all gone.
Really?
Yeah, actually, that shoulder's better than my other one, which has a collarbone.
Oh, God.
I don't have any arthritis in it. I don't get bursitis in it. And actually, there are a lot of jockeys. I heard this from the doctor who took it out. He says there are a lot of jockeys who fall with horses and dislocate their collarbones constantly, and a lot of them have their collarbones taken out because you can't dislocate something that's not there.
Well, I could not imagine. I mean, my left shoulder is about a half an inch shorter than my right shoulder now. I can't. Well, maybe that's good for a jockey, but I just can't imagine what it'd be like. I mean, what else is holding up your arm if it's not?
Well, actually, you don't really have a ball joint there. You have a ball on the end of your upper arm bone, but you don't have a ball joint. It's not like your kneecap or And the thing is, when you talk about like your femur going into your hip, that's a ball joint. It's a big ball going into the hip bone. But there's nothing there. You don't need that collarbone. There's no real need for it. It gives a little support, but a lot of times because of your skiing or your tobogganing or your playing basketball, and you get the right way, it'll rip that tendon and that muscle, and then you'll have a dislocated shoulder, and that can be extremely painful if it goes on constantly.
Oh, I just, you know, the thrill in life is to have multiple breaks of bones. And I've broken legs, Ted. I've blown out knees. I've had cast. I've had everything. But I've never in my life had a doctor look at me and go, well, it's time to go home. Here's a couple of prescriptions for painkillers, and there's nothing we can do. You just need to go home and float and mend.
Well.
And I was thinking, you know, when you said ball joints, I said, you know, I was thinking maybe I should have gone into a car repair shop, put me on a rack, and lined me back up or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, there are people out there who have injuries. Every time I think of somebody who has multiple injuries, things like guy coming off that great wide world of sports, off that jump.
Yeah, the agony of defeat.
And that guy always comes out. He had to have broken something there because all the things he hit coming off that ski jump and going all the way down. But anyway, you know, it's like anything else. You've got to take care of yourself. And no one else is going to do that except yourself. And that's why I sold my motorcycle the day after I had the accident.
Well, I'll tell you that I was just in a motorcycle place today, and the thing's been parked in the garage. And a friend of mine runs the Central Texas Harley-Davidson down here. It's the biggest Harley dealer in Central Texas. And he's in the maintenance area. And he looked at me and says, boy, you've lost some weight. And I said, yeah, that's not all I've lost. You know. And I told him, I said, do you believe in a higher power? He says, yeah, I believe in God. And I says, well, I'll tell you what. I said, he was teaching me a lesson. He said, kid, you're getting a little cocky, and I'm just going to show you my hand was in it. I'm going to have you wreck your bike, and your bike's not even going to fall over. I mean, that's tantamount, I guess, in the motorcycling world as Christ walking across water. That's how much of a miracle it was.
Wow. You mean tell me your bike was still going when you got off of it?
It stopped. It stopped. I kept going. It got stuck in a dirt pile. Never did fall over.
Oh, wow.
It's standing upright, and I'm flying over the handlebars. Strange. The weird part about it is I don't remember anything for 2 days afterwards. My wife was telling me I was very nice to everybody, and I was talking to police and emergency room people. And
you got to have an accident more often.
That's what she said. You need to have to be whacked over the head a few more times. Hey, look, you've been a real busy guy.
Well, we've been doing a lot, John. We've been improving the product. We've been getting a lot of nice letters in from people who have been using the product. The unit, of course, right now, the biggest thing is infections. Do you want to hear something interesting? In AARP, last month's issue, you know the worst place to be if you get sick is a hospital. Over 90,000 people died from infections that they got going to the hospital for something other than the infection that they got while they were there.
But they have all kinds of precautions, Ted. They remind their staff to wash their hands, to wear gloves. The maintenance people there were told to disinfect, and they've got a range of antibiotics in case you get sick. And, of course, they got antibacterial soaps to wash everything. But people, you're right, people are dying in record numbers.
Wait. Everything you've mentioned to me is not a reason to go to the hospital because, first of all, the antibacterial soaps, it was in the Consumer Magazine, said all it kills is bacteria, which basically is not the viruses that cause a lot of the illnesses. Second thing is, yes, the people are washing their hands and they're trying to keep things sterile, but it's not those people you have to worry about. It's the patients who walk around without washing their hands, who touch doorknobs, who touch magazines, who touch all kinds of surface areas, tables, countertops, and these people have a variety of bacteria. Matter of fact, there is a bacteria called now Clostridium difficile, which attacks people who have had tremendous amounts of antibiotics. It goes in through the colon, and then it can get so bad that it gives you either colon cancer or it kills you, one or the other. And that's prevalent. Now, there's a new strain of Staphylococcus out, which is really scary. It has mutated where most of our antibiotics aren't even touching it. Now, we have one thing that we are doing now, and that is we are making sure that our equipment meets a standard. We just got listed with a national pharmaceutical supply house who's now approaching hospitals and nursing homes and pharmacies and doctor's offices because our tests show that we could take staphylococcus. We had a test that we did up in Cleveland. A woman bought a house 2 years ago, but she didn't have the money to fix it up because she had paid so much for the house. Her child and her were chronically ill for 2 years. She calls in an IAQ specialist. This man comes in, does a swab test, and puts one of our air purifiers in there for 120 hours, 5 days. Then he does another swab test. We sent him off to EMSL Laboratories in New Jersey. Now, this is a certified EPA testing laboratory for bacteria and fungi. When he got the results back, if he'd have known what was in those before, he never would have gone into the house. Staphylococcus, 196 million count. Micrococcuses, 210 million counts, too numerous to mention. All of the Rhodotorula, Rhizopus, and Penicillium fungi was in the house. All right, now these was what the woman was breathing and her child was breathing and touching and living in for 2 years. He puts a unit in 120 hours later, 5 days later, none detected. Now those tests, John, are available. Anybody who's out there listening, if they doubt us, you can call us or write us. We'll be happy to send you that test. So this was what we do with staph and with other types. We also did a strep test. Same thing. Huge counts, 10 million. We wiped out streptococcus, the fecal streptococcus. We knocked it out. So we can do things that no other machines are capable of doing because we're dealing with a higher level of oxygen than ozone.
Well, Ted, and a lot of people, I mean, let's face it. The public is only aware of what the public is told, and usually they garner their information by way of commercial. And I guess you folks don't have to be told out there. You see them every day on your satellite or your cable, the ionic breeze. Now, here's a unit they've been selling these things hand over fist. A magazine, Consumer Reports, does a magazine. You know, they're nonprofit. They don't take payoffs or kickbacks or, you know, look the other way on products. They run their stuff straight down the line. They tested that unit out and basically said it was a waste of money. Now, people want to breathe clean air, but they have absolutely no idea what to do. So they're relying on somebody's sales pitch or somebody's claim that here is my product. And now people bought HEPA filters. They bought these ozone generators with the black lights in them. They bought ionic breezes. They have bought everything under the sun. And still, they're sneezing, they're coughing, they still have bacteria, virus. And folks, keep this in mind. That any of these other things that you see out there in the market, and I don't care if it's a plate collection type of air cleaner like the Ionic Breeze or if it's a HEPA filter, this doesn't do too much. And it certainly does not do anything for virus and bacteria. You know, people, Ted,
yeah.
You can go into any house in America. You can look under the kitchen sink or look in their laundry room or whatever. You'll see tons of cleaners and scrubbers and all claim to be antibacterial. Well, folks, that may be true. They may kill the bacteria on contact, but you're not in there every half hour wiping the very same surface down. And the minute you walk away, the nice thing about bacteria, they're prolific little things, they come right back with a vengeance.
Well, you know, John, one of the problems about that is this. A lot of times it's not the bacteria or the fungi on the surfaces. It's the ones that are floating in the air that are positively charged. Because all articles that float in the air, mold spores, bacteria that are attached to dust and things of nature, they float because they're positively charged. And the earth is positively charged, so there's no attraction there. So when you use an air purifier such as our Aeronizer, the one that we've been selling now for the last 10 years, that product not only creates a negative molecule that goes out, it's like a heat-seeking missile being drawn to that particle that's floating. It actually is attracted because a positive and negative attract each other. That single O coming off our molecule goes in, it burns it just as if you took a flamethrower and you trash that little sucker right in the air. Now, you can't see it because we're dealing on what we call a molecular level. But it works, and because it works, it's effective. So not only when I talk about how small an atom is, and I relate that a molecule of air next to a dime is like placing that dime next to a circle that's 83 million billion miles in diameter, that little molecule of air can get into anything and under anything because it's that tiny.
All right, we got to take the break here, Ted. I hear the music. Ted Trakillis from the Aeronautical Corporation. Simply stated, folks, the Aeronizer accelerates the process nature uses to break down air pollutants. And it comes in a unit about the size of a loaf of bread, miserly on power. We'll talk more about this wonderful unit. Thousands of satisfied customers. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the CalBend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, CalBend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because CalBend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
In sales, especially on the consumer side, buyer beware. And that's generally true. It's nice that we could think that we could live in a world that nobody would sell us a piece of junk and claim that it's the greatest and latest since sliced bread, but there's a ton of people out there that do exactly that. Well, Ted Chiquillis, you've been in business with Aranaka Corporation for quite some time. I've been dealing with you for about 4 years. We have thousands and thousands and thousands. Well, you probably know better than I how many units that we have purchased from your company.
Well, let me say something, John. We've been in business. My dad started his business in 1946. The business he got involved with was started in 1920, and they made the best ozone machine around. It had no oxides of nitrogen tested by the University of Cincinnati. So when my dad got started in 1946, he did so much in sales for this company, he bought the business in 1950. And he started selling a lot of air purifiers to people like Ford Motor Company, to General Motors, because they used them in the garage to get rid of carbon monoxide and those hydrocarbon fumes from automobiles in the wintertime when they have to close their doors. Well, in 1965, he invented the Aran generator, which is the predecessor to our unit today. And, of course, when he died in 1980, the company stayed limbo for 10 years until I could settle his estate. He died without a will. But now, of course, we're selling thousands of units. Your support of our business has been tremendous, and we, of course, appreciate everything you've done for the company because you're getting it out to the people. But one of the things people always ask me is, what about this ozone thing? Because we're similar in that we do work with activated oxygen, but we work at a higher level. While I wrote to the FDA and the EPA, as you know, in the past, and neither the FDA or the EPA have any record of any human being in the history of the country ever having any type of ailment or illness or bodily harm sustained through ozone exposure. But in April, a bad article came out on ozone, and I felt it necessary to write to OSHA because they were responsible for a lot of the bad publicity on ozone. Now, I'm not saying ozone is bad. I'm saying ozone is good, but we're better because instead of having O3, we got O10, O12, and when an O10 goes to an O9, then to an O8, then to an O7, we're constantly giving off that one atom of oxygen that does all the work. So I wrote to OSHA, and I got a letter back from them just today. Now, this is from April. Now, the letter states that in the entire history of OSHA, I'm going to read this right from the record, a search of our records did not produce any records relevant to your request. In addition, a search of the agency's database of accident investigation reports dating from 1972 failed to identify any report received by OSHA from an employer documenting the occurrence of a death, an injury, or illness resulting from exposure to ozone. So in the entire history of OSHA, there's never been one incident of any human being having any kind of damage. Yet they set the toxic limit for ozone at 0.1 part per million. Do you know what they set chlorine gas as?
I have no idea.
Well, remember, this killed a lot of Jewish people during World War II. Chlorine gas is set at 1.0, not 0.1. 1.0, so you have a 10 times more tolerance for chlorine gas than ozone. Do you know what they set acetone at?
I know that's extremely caustic.
Well, acetone is what all those kids in the 70s were sniffing airplane glue in order to get high, where they put a paper bag over their head and they sustained brain damage. They set acetone at 1,000 parts per million. That's 10,000 times the rate of ozone, and ozone has never had one injury reported in the history of OSHA. They also state that it's the law. Any company, any organization, anybody who's ever had three or more individuals injured from a hazardous substance must report it to OSHA. It is the law. So neither OSHA, FDA, EPA have any record of any human being ever suffering from any kind of ailment related to activated oxygen.
Well, Ted, you could probably get some help from the federal government where you could find a way to grind up your machines, put them inside of a capsule like the drug companies do, and have it approved by the Food and Drug Administration. You know, they've never given you a fair shake. You've been going round and round with the federal government. They keep wanting to classify your unit as an ozone machine, and then it's not.
That's right. We call it a polyatomic oxygen polymer generator. To put it simply, it's a higher form of oxygen than O3. And then we don't want to be classified ozone, not because we were ashamed of ozone. We were making ozone in 1920. But we want to be the 21st and 22nd century product of the future. Matter of fact, John, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're promoting the SS8, and this is a special. It's not been anywhere else. Nowhere else in the United States. This is the first time we're going to make an offer of an SS8. The SS8 today, if they purchased it, the normal price would be $750 with a 25-year warranty. We're going to make the SS8 today $650 with a 25-year warranty. I want your listeners to say, this is the last air purifier I'll ever have to purchase. They're not going to have to buy any of these Ionic Breezes because, you know, Ionic Breeze, they lost a $525,000 judgment to Consumer Reports. Not only did Consumer Reports say bad things about them, but when they got sued by Ionic Breeze, they lost, and the Consumer Reports, because it was an invasion of their free speech rights, they judge awarded Consumer Reports $525,000, which they collected. Now, remember that company called Prozone that was making those ultraviolet bulbs and selling them in the newspaper?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the company, now, if you go to a Heartland, which is with a good catalog company, I buy from Heartland, and I buy a lot of good product from them. But I noticed that in this last month's issue, they're taking those $270 units and offering them to people for $140. It's the place where most of the equipment that you can't sell at retail anymore winds up going into a closeout market. So I'm just saying, they only have a one-year warranty because the bulbs burn out in 1 year. Then they're no good, and you got to buy a new unit. Our unit will have a 25-year unconditional warranty on parts and labor.
Well, I don't know about you, Ted, but that 25-year warranty will probably supersede the expectancy of our lifetime.
Not me. I plan to live until I'm 90.
Okay, hold on a second, Ted Trakillis, Aaron, Aqua Corporation. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
It would be real nice. I guess in radio, I sometimes I'm the last guy to know. Tom DeWeese is coming into town, and I just heard, what's his name, from Monocot Wheatgrass make the announcement on local radio stations. Hey, guys out there, it'd be nice to know if Republic Broadcasting Network knew what you guys were doing every once in a while. This guy even advertises on the network. Gosh. At any rate, there's my rant. At any rate, I've got Ted Trakillis with me today from Aaron Aqua Corporation. And folks, we have a lot of people over the years, and it's really, you know, sometimes for people that don't have, they're not flush with cash, they weren't born with a proverbial spoon, you know, it's a big purchase for them, for some people. And it's a shot in the dark for some folks because they've been burned by so many people. You know, I ran into a guy one time, and I won't go into his background or what he is about, but he says, you know, you got to sell the sizzle. And I says, yeah, but once you're done selling the sizzle, where's the steak? Where's the meat? Well, we've got the meat here, folks. Probably one, not probably. No. Let me retract that. It is the best air purification system that I've seen ever. You know, Ted, I came up to your place to check you out. You wanted to check me out. We spent some time up there, and I'm glad I did, because there's a lot of people out there that have been reaping unimaginable benefits. Now, you just got a letter recently from a lady.
It's a funny letter, because a lot of times when we talk to people over the telephone, they call and we try to give as much information as possible. It's kind of hard to talk about your product without bragging about it and sounding like a promoter. So we try to tell people exactly what it is, so they know that when they get something from us, if it's not that, if we make any misrepresentation, they're welcome to return it to us. Anyway, I remember this lady calling in here, and she had a problem. She had bought a new house, and she was chronically ill. So she purchased a unit through one of our distributors out there. And I just got this letter Saturday. So, I mean, I really haven't had time to send it out to people that are our dealers and distributors. I'd like to read it, because it tells people exactly what it's going to do for them. And it starts off just enough to tell you all, thank you so very much. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I bought a new home January of 2005. From the time I moved in, I started having respiratory problems. I've spent years living naturally and healthy, illness-free. In the 8 months I've been in this new home, I've been to the doctor and put on antibiotics for severe upper respiratory infection 3 times. I prayed and begged God to show me an answer for this situation, even if it meant selling the wonderful house and moving. I found out about the Aaronizer from my chiropractor. I immediately purchased an Aaronizer and set it up in my home. Within 24 hours, I was breathing better. After 1 week, I'm not having any breathing problems, no running noses, no burning eyes, no disrupted sleep from choking all night long. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Thank you, Aaronizer. 20 exclamation points. You are truly a great answer to prayer and physical health. 10 exclamation points. Sincerely, Paulette Litvinoff. Now, the point I'm making here is that this is what it does for people who can be chemically sensitive. We have people with COPD, that's chronic obstruction pulmonary disease, who have written to us who found our units to be very helpful in having them get out of the house when they normally would not get out of the house. People who are actually disabled chemically, people who've been working in printing plants or in chemical factories or in areas where they have so much pollution, their system just gives up and says, you can't go anymore, get out of here, and they have to stay home in order to stay out of the pollution. They've tried our units, and it gives them enough strength to go out because their lungs do not have all the pollutants that they've been acquiring over the years of working in these bad areas. That doesn't cure anything. We make no respiratory therapeutic claims about our equipment. What we do, though, John, is we clean the air so that the people who have difficulty breathing clean air have a better opportunity with clean air now than they've ever had before. And when you get more oxygen into your system, it's a natural. Your cells get it. When your cells get it, they're rejuvenated, and you start to feel better. That's one of the reasons why I feel when I get a letter like this. Yeah, we're in it for the money. I'm not going to lie to the people out there, but I don't feel like gouging anybody. When we make a machine here, we want to put a reasonable price on it. We give them a reasonable value that we think is better than anything they can find on the market. We don't advertise a lot, John. You don't see me out there running full-page newspaper ads or on TV. I'm not saying this because Adolf Hitler was a friend of mine, but Adolf Hitler said, if you say it loud enough and long enough, people will believe you.
Yeah, they'll believe the lie.
All right? And we don't do that. We let the equipment speak for itself. When a person buys a machine, it's the machine that makes it necessary for them to write to us and tell us how much they like it. If they didn't like it, they wouldn't write to us. And there's an old expression. When I used to do a lot of farming, and believe it or not, I raised apples. I had an apple farm. We'd have rats every now and then on the property, and there's an expression, when you see one rat, there's 20 hiding. When I get one letter like that, there's 20 more out there waiting to be written to our company about the experiences these people are having. And that's why I say we're offering something now that we've never offered before. This is the first time, and that's a 25-year unconditional warranty on parts and labor. So if that machine goes out in the next, now I'm not going to be here, but you know, my nephews and nieces are working for the company, and I've told them someday they'll be running this company. It's been a family business since 1946. I'm not saying that I'm not going to be involved in it, but I'm not going to spend the rest of my life selling air purifiers. I think there's a lot of things I can do out there to help people in respect to the environment. I'm a conservationist. I believe we could get rid of the coal-burning facilities out there and replace them with our machines that would purify the air. Incidentally, John, not to get off the subject, but I did write a letter to American Electric Power and told them that after they declared their profits August 1st of $221 million, they should think about spending some of that dividend money on a company like ours to get rid of that mercury polluting, that oxides of nitrogen polluting, that sulfuric acid polluting coal burning facility that they have in Ohio. Ohio is the worst state in the union. We are the dirtiest state, and I'm ashamed of that. We're polluting states west east of us that basically are not paying for the electricity, but they're getting the pollution for free.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I used to live around Pittsburgh. I was born and raised for a number of years right outside of Pittsburgh. If the wind was just right, you would get the steel mills 35 miles to the west. You get that steel mill pollution, and sometimes it would turn the fresh-driven snow kind of a rust color, but I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, the people in Pittsburgh are probably picking up the pollution from Ohio right now.
Oh, and it's not getting any better, you know, and the thing is, we have to take a stand sooner or later. People ask us, why is gasoline so high? Why is energy so high? Why are we doing all the things that we're doing? And we let it happen to us, John. We let our politicians who we elect do it to us. Instead of putting people in there who are conservationists, people who are health conscious, instead of putting attorneys in there, and I'm not down on attorneys, I'm just saying put attorneys in there who spend all their time trying to get elected, and then when they're in office, they try to spend the rest of their time trying to get reelected.
Well, but what they'll do, Ted, is create a governmental agency with heavy-handed rules rather than making the people. And here's where I think, you know, this is a little aside, but this is where I think we've gone extremely wrong in this country, that we allow problems to manifest. We let them go. We don't, in our own world, hold people accountable and responsible until such time that some politician, some greasy lawyer, comes up and decides that bureaucratically they're going to take care of the problem. And we get exactly what we ask for by our inaction. Everybody should be held accountable on planet Earth here, okay? That's a given. So we have now federal agencies, heavy-handed that they are, but of course if you've got enough payola and you're hooked up with the right circles and you have the right attorneys that, well, you know, you can pollute a river, you can pollute a lake, you can do whatever you want, and, well, all they have to do, the manufacturer has to do, is scream, well, if you shut us down, it'll cost jobs. Yeah. And all they do is pay a fine and go right back to polluting the environment the same way they were before. You know, and the extreme part of this, you've seen the, and I can understand why they're doing it, but I also know it's driving their groups. The we call them the tree huggers or the spotted owl lovers or whatever the case may be. The extreme eco freaks out there think that, well, you know, nobody else is doing anything, so this is what we're going to propose. And some of the stuff is the most outlandish stuff that you've ever seen or heard. But then again, it's because we, as a people here living in this country, we don't demand action from our local level, from our state level. I don't need the federal government in my life, Ted. We should be able to handle our own problems within our own backyard.
Well, I believe that. I believe that we can, but the problem is that if the government gets involved, then we wind up with all kinds of restrictions, all kinds of fines, all kinds of acts, I would want to call it assessments.
Yes.
All right, and the assessments basically go to fund, you know, when Clinton was president, the national debt was $3 trillion. They say by the end of this year, the national debt is going to be close to $8
trillion. Oh, but that's...
And the thing is, we're the ones who are going to pay for not the next generation. Sooner or later, we're exporting jobs out of this country. The jobs are going over to China. The Rubbermaid, 30 miles from here, closed down their plant and shipped all their injection molding equipment to Mexico.
Ted,
I'm just telling you.
I have a surprise for you. That is just the supposed public debt for all the giveaway programs that the federal government has run. No, the actual debt of the federal government is more likely 10 times that amount than that $7 to $8 million. I saw about a year ago now the Government Accounting Office, the GOA, put out a report. It showed up as a little paragraph in some publications and some newspapers that said the past, present, and future obligations of the federal government is over $51 trillion. And even that figure was fudged. We figured it was closer to $70 trillion. Now, people, they're complaining about taxes. Oh, well, we're being taxed out of our socks. you know, gasoline prices spike. Well, now they're looking at an issue. Well, you know, what do I do here with my money? I'm powerless. There's nothing I can do. They keep paying more and more taxes every single year. Every year. The quality of their life is not getting better. The security of their job and their life is not any better. Everything is getting worse. And that's because we have acquiesced, we have not used our gray matter, we have not used our own labor, we have not put our own sweat equity into stuff, and we're allowing Big Brother to take it over all. And they ain't going to like it. You don't like it now? You wait till your prodigy, your future generations come up under you and see what they're stuck with. Well, we're getting off track here. Look.
I want to say one more thing,
yeah.
John. Even though the SS-8 is a tremendously good opportunity to get our equipment and something could probably do the majority of their house, I'm going to also offer to your listeners the reliable, the number one seller of our product last year, the SS-4X. Now, this unit, we used to have a two-year warranty on it, but because of the new technology, we've expanded the warranty to 4 years unconditionally. And instead of selling it for $365, I'd like to offer it to your listeners for $292. Now, that I'm not saying this from a standpoint no one can afford that. I know people aren't fixed income. But a $292 air purifier with a four-year warranty, unconditional. Now, if they leave the unit run all the time, I have an SS4 that doesn't even have the new technology, and it's been running in my home for 9 years without service or cleaning. 9 years, all right? And I have one in the men's room up here that's been up there for about 9 years.
I've told that story on air.
All right, and it has not been, and it's still up there. John, when you come up, you can say hello to it next time you're in town. It's up in our men's room.
I actually had to go and look at it. Remember,
and,
I took
yeah,
that little trip
yeah,
into your bathroom.
It's still there, and the sign is still there right next to it that we had that unit there, and it hasn't been serviced or cleaned since it's been put in. Now, we do wipe the outside of it because every now and then we get some dust and dirt on it, but it comes from the air because it's making all of the particles in the air negatively charged. And then it will come back to that unit and rest it, but it will also rest on countertops and stuff. But it gets it out of the air. One of the things this one woman said to me was so funny. She says, does your machine make dust? And I said, no, it doesn't. And she says, well, ever since I've had my HEPA filter, I never had the dust till I bought your unit. I says, lady, our unit has nothing but electrical components in it. I says, if there's nothing but electrical components in it, what causes the dust to settle on your countertop? Where does it come from? She thought for a second, she said, it comes from the air. I said, so how good is that HEPA filter?
That's right.
I said, we take the particles that it misses and make them fall right out of the air. You have two choices. Turn off our machines and breathe those tiny particles in your lungs, or leave our machine off and dust once a week. She says, I'll leave the machine on.
And you know what? A lot of people don't realize and recognize this. I mean, everybody's seen the dust particles and the stuff floating in the air. If you've seen a stream of sunlight through a window and you've seen those little particles floating around, that is in the air. The aeronizer will put out a negative charge, knock that stuff out of the air, and you clean it up during your regular dusting and vacuuming. But there's something else people have to remember. You people out there that have severe allergies, and guess what we're coming up on, folks? That's right, pollen, ragweed, all that stuff in the fall. Everything is cooking out there. Mother Earth here is going to spit out its bounty and make the seed for next year. Well, you folks out there, you're going to be breathing that ragweed and pollen and all those other allergens. Think of it this way. You think your house is clean? Any time that you open up a door, any time that you open up a window, any time that you traverse across your carpeted floor, plop down in your overstuffed furniture, or whatever the case may be, guess what goes right back up into the air? That's right. What you thought was a clean environment, you now have pollution floating around in the air until it settles back down. The aeronizer puts out the negative ions, knocks the stuff out of the air so you're not breathing it. You folks out there that never owned an air purifier before, you've already got one. You didn't know that? It's been operating since you've been around. It's called the human lungs. What we're trying to tell you is you can keep that stuff out of your lung passages, out of your airways. You can breathe healthier, cleaner air, bacteria, virus-free air. You got mold problems in your house? You know that black stuff that grows around in the grout in your bathroom? Take the aeronizer, put it in the bathroom, shut the door, turn that puppy up. Guess what disappears? That's right. You folks that have moldy-smelling basements, put the aeronizer in the basement. Turn that on, leave it on for a day or so. I guarantee you this, your basement is going to smell as good as your regular living quarters. You folks out there, you have large walk-in closets. Not everything in there is exactly clean. take the aeronizer, put it in your closet for a few hours. Your clothing is going to smell like it just got back from the cleaners. I mean, Ted, this is a marvelous product. I'll tell you what. I've got a guy here that's either got a question or a comment, and it's Aaron related. Joe in Massachusetts. Hello, Joe.
Hey, John. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
I'm a blind person, Ted, and I have a question and a comment. John, I just want to say the reason why you didn't hear anything.
Joe, let me ask you something. Every time you call up on the program, why do you designate yourself as being a blind person? You're one of the most seeing people I've ever known.
Well, so, I don't know. I'm just so used to doing that.
Well, you don't have to do it. Okay. This is radio. They can't see you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. The reason why you don't remember what's going on, they may have given you amnesia drugs, which I don't agree with, but that's another issue. We'll talk about that later. Aaron, there's natural air. There's so many of these air filters. There's one like yours, but it also has an ozone maker, and it makes that. They've just been in business. Have you inspected all of them? Maybe John and you can do a show, because I don't know who's better than who. I have the.
You're talking to the guy that's the best in the market right now. I don't run a Consumer Reports magazine,
no.
Joe, but maybe we can do a show like that in the future. I'll tell you what, Ted, hold on a second. We'll take the break. We'll come right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aaronizer. The Aaronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aaronair.us.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Folks, we are in the middle of a pledge drive for this network, and just remember that any products that you may buy, the proceeds of that goes right to the operation of this network. Well, I'll see how that works. At any rate, Ted, you've got the SS4X on special. That's got a 4-year unconditional warranty. You're giving a manufacturer's discount here. And the total on that unit is $292.
That's correct.
And also on the SS8, now this is the most popular unit.
Keep in mind, it's 3.5 times as powerful as the SS4. So it's like buying 3 SS4s
for
getting a 25-year warranty on it.
For $650.
That's correct. Now, that's right. A fantastic buy.
Yes, it is. It really is. And, folks, just keep in mind, as I said, any products that you purchase, the proceeds of those products go right to the operation of the network. Ted Trakilis, I thank you so much, my friend. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, John, for having me on. And I feel that you have a very informative program, and I think people need to hear you. And I think, you know, anything they can do, you know, we've helped support you over the last few years, and anything we can do to help you, we've done. And as far as I'm concerned, I think it's money well spent. It's you might say it's almost like a fundraising drive that they have for PBS radio, but the thing is, it's something that I think is more important because PBS is very careful what they say about what's going on. They're not the type of people to tell you the straight-out truth.
We're the conduit to the public out there, and I'll tell you what, a lot of people would be lost without it.
Yeah,
but I appreciate your support.
Well, this has been a pleasure. Like I say, it's always nice talking to you. Give my regards to your wife.
I will do.
And I will see you later.
Okay, sir. Thank you, Ted.
Take care.
All righty. Ted Trakilis, Aaron Aqua Corporation. He's a very interesting guy. Do you guys remember, he's probably going to shoot me for telling you this, but do you remember in the 70s? Well, you remember Charlie's Angels, right? Well, of course you do. You remember Farrah Fawcett? Well, of course you do. Do you remember the famous poster of Farrah Fawcett? You know the one. Search back in your memory. Uh-huh. Yep, that's the one. This is the guy that did it. And I guess just in the last 6 months or so, there was a television program, something about Farrah Fawcett, and she had her own show. And lo and behold, there was the poster. Well, they gave no recognition to Ted Trakilis whatsoever. That was his poster. He used to be in the poster business. He actually made and produced that poster. Just a little background. An interesting guy. He's been around for a long time. He's been an ardent supporter of myself and this network, my radio show before the network, and manufactures one fine product, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to read more about that, you can call us for a free catalog. We'll be happy to send you one out. Or you can go to the website, www, write this down because nobody ever remembers it. They always get it wrong. www.aaronair, that's A-R-A-N-A-I-R, .us. Don't comment, net it, or org it, .us it. And you can read about all of the fine points here about the Aaronizers. We have them running here at the network since day one. They're always in operation in my home. Folks, I wouldn't do without it. I mean, we've got cats. We've got dogs. We've got kids. We've got just, well, we've got everything that everybody else has out there. But you know what? I have a 15-year-old that heretofore, before the Aaronizer, literally would get a sinus infection about every 6 to 8 weeks. Well, since we've been running the Aaronizers, not one trip to the doctor, never has to take another prescription. He's as healthy as can be. So give us a call here at 800-724-2719 to take advantage of those specials. $292 for the SX4X, and that's a 4-year warranty. $650, and you get a 25-year warranty on the Aaronizer. Folks, it's a deal you can't beat. And remember, the proceeds go to this network. Help us out. The Aaronizer will help you out. And you'll be glad that you did. 800-724-2719. We'll take the break. We're going to have visits, live visits here from Crawford, Texas. Our folks are up there on the ground. Hour two of the National Intel Report coming up.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.